Hi, this is Steve Pike, director of the Pink Palace Family of Museums, with another Memphis Moment. Phoebe Fairgrave Amelie was a pioneer of flight. Born in 1902, the young Phoebe fell in love with flying, and by 1920, she was touring the country with a Phoebe Fairgrave Flying Circus. She parachuted, danced on the wings, and hung by her teeth from airplanes. She set the record for a woman's parachute jump at 15,200 feet. Phoebe married her pilot, Vernon Amelie, in 1921. A year later, the Amelies literally landed in Memphis, and Phoebe became our own Amelia Earhart. She became the first woman to cross the Rocky Mountains in a light aircraft and campaigned for Franklin Roosevelt by air in 1932. During the Second World War, Phoebe helped establish 66 flying schools, including one in Tuskegee, Alabama, that trained black pilots. The Amelies were instrumental in getting the Memphis airport built. In 1982, the control tower was named in their honor. A new tower, 10 years in the making, went into service on the 20th of June, 2011. It, too, was officially named the Amelie Tower. To learn more about all of our region's history, visit us at the Pink Palace Family of Museums, or on Facebook, or at memphismuseums.org.